More than 17 million Americans could see their income rise if the $15 an hour minimum wage in the COVID relief bill now passes Congress. For workers and for employers, there's a lot at stake. Let's hear now from some of them, and then Stephanie Tsai will look more closely at the debate behind it.
Hi, my name is Denora Gordon. I am a food service worker and have been for more than 30 years, and I am in favor of raising the minimum wage.
My name is Naya Marshall. I own a restaurant located in the city of Detroit.
My name is Christian Cardona. I am a McDonald's worker here in Orlando, Florida.
My name is Carrie Burkett. I own James C. Boutique in Lexington, Kentucky.
My name is LaTanya Jones Costa. I am a home care worker. I have been in the home care field for over 23 years, and at the present time, I make $10 an hour. To be a housekeeper, a confidant, a medical manager, prescription filler, a chauffeur, I do all this for my clients, and I make $10 an hour. I asked my daughter today